And Matt Bevan is back with what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. The multinational cruise line giant Princess Cruises is facing its second test during the COVID-19 coronavirus crisis as the Grand Princess, once the largest and most expensive passenger ship of all time, is planning to dock in California with a number of passengers and crew on board who have tested positive for the coronavirus. The big question, though, is how unloading the passengers is going to work, because there's concern that the US government may not have a solid plan for what to do when they step onto dry land.
They are coming up with a plan within 72 hours of that meeting.
The ship's docking tomorrow.
The plan will be in place by that time.
Trump cabinet member Dr. Ben Carson there. I'll come back to him in a moment. The Trump administration has been struggling to portray an air of competency surrounding the coronavirus outbreak in the face of allegations they are botching it by failing to test American citizens quickly enough or quarantine people who really should be quarantined. As the stock market dropped 2 weeks ago, President Trump assured the public that the number of people in the country with the virus was small and would continue to drop.
So we have a total of, we have a total of 15 people, and they're in a process of recovering, with some already having fully recovered.
But since then, the number has only increased. Despite the very slow testing program, the US now has more than 460 confirmed cases. Despite the rapid increase, the acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, insisted that the coverage of the virus was overblown.
The reason you're paying so much attention to it today is that they think this is going to be what brings down the president. That's what this is all about. I got a note today from a reporter saying, what are you going to do today to calm the markets? And I'm like, really, what I might do today to calm the markets is tell people to turn their televisions off for 24 hours.
Mick Mulvaney, incidentally.
Gee, that's a useful response.
Yeah, incidentally, he was fired over the weekend, friend. But in the last week, the Trump administration and the Californian state government under Governor Gavin Newsom have had another problem to deal with, the Grand Princess cruise ship. This morning, the New York Times has published an article analysing the many failings of Princess Cruises and the Japanese government, which led to the public health nightmare that was the Diamond Princess. Ultimately, 8 people died and more than 700 were infected, including some Japanese government officials during that quarantine off the coast of Japan. The Californian government has been hesitant to allow this second ship, the Grand Princess, which currently has 21 infections on board, to dock in California. A decision has been made, though, that they will be allowed to. On the weekend, the President of the United States weighed in. He was visiting the CDC, the lead agency for handling the outbreak, and he was talking about his expertise in public health.
I like this stuff. I really get it. People are surprised that I understand it. Every one of these doctors said, how do you know so much about this? Maybe I have a natural ability. Maybe I should have done that instead of running for president. But you know what? What they've done is very incredible. I understand that whole world. I love that world. I really do. I love that world. And they should be given tremendous credit.
And he said that he would prefer that the Grand Princess stayed quarantined off the coast.
From my standpoint, I want to rely on people. I have great experts. They would like to have the people come off. I'd rather have the people stay, but I'd go with them. I told them to make the final decision. I would rather, because I like the numbers being where they are. I don't need to have the numbers double because of one ship. That wasn't our fault.
He's concerned that the number of people in America with the virus would increase because they allow these people off, and he doesn't want the numbers to go up. But the decision has been made to bring that ship into port and quarantine the people on land. Dr. Ben Carson is the housing secretary, but he's also a doctor, and he has been asked on ABC America over the weekend about what the plan is for this quarantine.
What plan is in place to deal with the 3,500 people on board?
The cruise ship personnel, and as you know, the vice president met with the CEOs of the major cruise ship companies yesterday, and they are coming up with a plan within 72 hours of that meeting.
The ship's docking tomorrow.
The plan will be in place by that time, but I don't want to preview the plan right now.
Shouldn't you be able to do that?
I think it needs to all come from a solitary source. We shouldn't have 16 people saying what the plan is.
Okay,
particularly when it hasn't been fully formulated.
The ship will be docking Monday, US time.
Pressure's on. Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, friend.
Matt Bevin.